Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's OMF on EEI.
I hear it's most likely going to come down to Josh McDaniels or Deuce Staley. And the reason that I believe that is what I hear is Howie really likes Josh McDaniels. Jeff Lurie, not quite at that point. And the interview with Deuce Staley, from what I was told, really went well. But Jeffrey Lurie has also received quite a few text messages from players who are in support of Deuce Staley. He was very thorough, had good ideas for coaches, especially offensive and defensive coordinator, both from the pros and from college. He is prepared. And from what I understand, that has impressed Jeffrey Lurie.
That's our buddy Howard Eskin from WIP. He knows less about the Eagles coaching situation than he does about the Flakegate and Spygate put together.
He got that scoop wrong, didn't he? I mean, who fed him that scoop?
I have no idea.
He got that one. I'm hearing.
Players.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to go with Adam Schefter and Rap Sheet and everybody else have it. So the Eagles have made their hire, and they have hired Colts offensive coordinator Nick Sirianni. Now, you're wondering how Josh McDaniels feels right now. I think this is great for the New England Patriots. This is actually the best news we have had with the New England Patriots in some time. They need Josh McDaniels to run this offense with a new quarterback next year. But I wonder how he feels, because if you look at Sirianni, he does not have the resume. He's younger. He's 39.
Josh. That's it. I think now, and what the NFL has proven us over the last couple of years, that resumes and history of winning and Super Bowl and championship success are overrated.
Yeah, new and fresh is important.
But more importantly, I just feel like it used to be coaching in a number one defense or coaching a team into the Super Bowl as a defensive coordinator with a prolific offense or a really good prolific defense. You know, that was a prerequisite for being, you know, part of the discussion. Like, you listen, what's your resume? Hell, I went to these three Super Bowls. My defense was number one. That doesn't matter anymore, because just personnel has something to do with it. It doesn't necessarily mean you're going to be a good coach, but you guys might write on this. Like, no. That was the criteria. If you didn't have some sort of championship or Super Bowl on your resume, then you weren't being considered.
No, it is weird, because this guy kind of comes out of nowhere for being an offensive coordinator when their head coach is believed to kind of be the offensive guy anyways.
Frank Reich calls the plays.
But for an offensive team, you know, that had Philip Rivers, it was okay. You know what I mean?
So, you had a guy that was in the league forever. That makes your job easy.
But I'm saying it's not like, you know, again, like the resume usually be like, oh, where'd this guy? Oh, well, he came from, you know, even the guy Arthur Smith, is that who was down in Atlanta? Ryan Tannehill. We talk about Vrabel. Well, no, this guy was Ryan Tannehill. Maybe they're giving him credit for turning around Ryan Tannehill.
Adam Gase.
This guy had Philip Rivers last year and kind of came out of nowhere and got the job. And apparently a very strong recommendation from Frank Reich. And my first thought when I saw that strong recommendation from Frank Reich is, what does Andy Reid actually do for Eric Bieniemy? Like really? And we've had this discussion before. Like, they were in the Super Bowl last year, 2 weeks. Did you see any specials on Eric Bieniemy that were just thrown in your face? Like, I almost felt like that was like the 2-week audition for Eric Bieniemy to kind of, you know, like, everybody support him. Everybody, like, every press conference. Well, Eric, EB's been outstanding. EB's the guy. EB's this. EB's that.
Who made the call on 4th-and-1 last week? Who was that?
We don't know. Andy Reid.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, Eric Bieniemy can't even get credit.
He addressed it. Like, he didn't sit there and say, it wasn't my call. Right. EB came up with a great call.
Right.
You know, I mean, it was just, and it makes you wonder, like, what, I don't know, does he want to keep the guy? Like, everyone, I get it. Eric Bieniemy's probably not going to get the Houston job. Maybe he will. And it'll be more of a discussion. I would probably think more of, I don't know, maybe Andy Reid's not supporting the guy enough rather than thinking that there are 7 racist owners that don't want to hire a black guy. Like, I just think, what's more reasonable? You know what I mean? That every owner in the NFL is racist and they don't want to hire Eric Bieniemy? Or they're not promoting their guy and marketing him enough?
See, based on the old criteria and throw in the other variables, race, Rooney Rule, African-American coaches out of the 7, none of them have been African-American coaches. So you're going to go 0-for in that regard. Optics Man is going to have a field day with you. So that old criteria, if it still existed, Eric Bieniemy would be number one in line for the very first job that opened, regardless if you thought he was good or not. No, he's number one. Guys, he's paid his dues. He's won a Super Bowl. He's played in the league. He's an African-American. I mean, and I would say that, you know, Eric Bieniemy and Andy Reid have been trying to promote that whole idea that it's not just him. But which doesn't make sense, because other coaches have been under Andy Reid under the same set of circumstances, and they've gotten head coaching jobs.
Doug Peterson, right?
But yeah, and suddenly it's Eric Bieniemy. So Eric Bieniemy was the running backs coach and the offensive coordinator. So this year, they took away the running backs coach. They hired a running back coach, and he just was the offensive coordinator. He's just, that's it. He's not coaching a position. He's just going to. So they thought that would help promote him a little bit more. You're right. But it didn't work, because, and I tell you what, who else doesn't do him doesn't help him out at all? The commentators, the people who call the games.
That's what I mean.
The worst ones.
I agree. And Mahomes, I don't think, does enough. But you're right. Never in a game do they talk about him. They don't put the camera on him. It's always Andy Reid with that big thing, you know, the big play sheet.
But let me play devil's advocate for a second.
So is the producer of all of these games, like, is that it? Because he's a black guy, they don't want to put him on TV? I know he's not going to get a job, but I know this is coming.
Flip it, okay? Go back to Romeo Crennel.
And I don't know why he doesn't get a job. I think he should get a job.
Well, okay, let me finish this part. So the criteria used to be that. Okay, you go through the ranks, you pay your dues, you become an offensive coordinator, you become successful. Steve Spagnuolo was a great defensive coordinator, got a lot of attention for what he did with the Giants, what he did against the Patriots, got a head coaching job, didn't work out. He's a defensive coordinator again, you know, with the Rams. You saw him a couple years ago. Okay, his name hasn't recycled through yet, but that's how he got a job. Now, Romeo Crennel has been a defensive coordinator and a head coach, and he's never been any good at a head coach. So he's never been any good at it. So it's like, okay, so why would you continually do the same thing and assume just because this guy is a defensive coordinator of a successful defense that he can run your team? So what you do is you change your philosophy. You just start looking for somebody who's a good leader, somebody who you think is on the precipice of becoming. No, not PC Principal Dan Campbell. No, he's like, you're finding him before he becomes a stud. Like, Mike Vrabel is an example of that.
Well, okay? That's what you're reading about. That's what everybody's writing now, that Sirianni has got the job in Philadelphia, that's what he is. He's a motivational guy. That's what he's going to do out there, even though they're admitting that he wasn't making the calls in Indianapolis. So I think you've hit on it, Christian. I think that is what they're looking for. That's the mold. It is younger now. It's not older. They want them to be able to relate more to the players.
I know, but
because
Glenn,
the players have
also,
more power, more control over the situation.
But also, just to add to that, they always looked for that, but they only fished in one pool. They only fished in the DC OC pool. And then out of that pool, they looked for that. Now, what I think the pool has expanded. It's become bigger. Yeah. They still look for the same things, but now they're willing to look at younger guys, less accomplished
Who do not have coordinator experience.
They didn't create some prolific offense.
Joe Judge is not getting a job 5-10 years ago.
No, he's not getting a job.
No chance is he getting a job. Like, what? Right. Like, I mean, we were like that last year. Like, what? But 5, 10 years ago, not a chance.
So that's why I think it's just kind of interesting, just the way things are changing. So a guy like Eric Bieniemy is not getting the benefit that Charlie Weiss got, that Romeo Crennel got, that Steve Spagnuolo, like all these other guys who ran these prolific offenses and defense. Bill Belichick, he got a job because he ran a really good defense right. whose game plan is in the Hall of Fame.
So unless Eric Bieniemy ends up taking that Houston job, because he interviewed down there, and I doubt he's going to take that job, I would guess that the biggest problem Josh McDaniels has in the next cycle here is that Brian Daboll, Eric Bieniemy are going to be two guys people are going to be talking about because they're new, they're fresh. Well, Bieniemy's been hanging around here the last couple of years. I want to get back to Josh McDaniels, though. So this is a good day for the New England Patriots.
Yes.
If you're looking for the rebuild for the Patriots, you should be happy. This is a significant development for the New England Patriots because in this year, Josh did want to go. He did admit at the end of the year that he did want to become a head coach again, and he went out and he interviewed. And yet he ends up back here with the New England Patriots with a new quarterback.
It's good.
And we're probably going to have new receivers as well. Now, Jim McBride wrote about this in the Boston Globe today. Where can the Patriots find a decent wide receiver? And he runs through the top free agent options. So I'm going to give it to you. They're in a couple different tiers. And the top tier are guys that are going to get an awful lot of money. And the question I would have is whether Bill Belichick is going to be willing to take that big a slice out of the money he's got. So Allen Robinson is the name that everybody's talking about, and I think we all agree he would be great. Does anybody think that that's where Bill would go?
No. Keep going.
I don't.
No.
T.Y. Hilton. More likely.
No.
You don't think either. Corey Davis.
I like Corey Davis.
Me too. No.
He's basically what N'Keal Harry was supposed to be.
Yes. That's exactly what he is. Juju Smith-Schuster.
Nope.
Too much money. Chris Godwin.
Nope.
Why not?
We're talking about realistic options that Bill would sign.
Yes, that's what we're talking about.
So what, is Godwin a $20 million a year
guy?
Wait,
are you asking me guys that I would like? Or guys that Bill would realistically sign?
No, I'm asking you that Bill would sign.
No,
okay?
Not all of them.
But why? Because of cost?
It ain't going to happen.
Cost?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah, because I don't think he's going to spend a fortune. I still think that's going to be disappointment for Patriot fans if they think that Bill's going to go out there and, let's say, take Godwin and take him away from Tampa Bay. What's it going to cost him? 18?
They don't remember. They don't value those positions.
Correct.
They don't value them.
They don't. And to me, it's like, you know, what's the going rate for these guys? 17, 18?
Yes, at least.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you got to pay them to have them come play with quarterback X? Because I'm pretty sure that, like, you know, if somebody, you know, Houston's losing Will Fuller. Like, I don't know if Deshaun Watson's staying or not. But if you had a chance of coming here, what do you got to pay a guy to get him away from playing with Deshaun Watson? Or getting away with playing with, maybe Green Bay's like, you know what, screw it. Davante Adams, it's about time we put somebody with him. You know, and just see what these guys can do. Davante and, you know, whoever, Corey Davis or T.Y. or Allen Robinson or Kenny Golladay, all these other guys. How much money is Bill going to have to overpay to get him to come and play with the quarterback you bring in here over 10, 12 other quarterbacks
so
that
they
would much rather play with?
Let's do this. McBride puts the next tier free agents,
good.
And I think this is where he hits it. This group may not command bankbuster deals, but they'll give a lot of bang for the buck. That's exactly the language that Bill Belichick speaks. And the first one is a guy who I think they probably would love, though he's been hurt an awful lot, and he's quick, and that's Will Fuller. That is the guy you could see the Patriots going for.
Okay.
All right, fine.
You agree?
I mean, listen, the list pretty much speaks for itself.
Sammy Watkins.
Yeah. No.
No.
Keep going.
No.
Who else?
Marvin Jones.
Okay.
I think he's the type of guy you can look
Keep
at.
Keep going.
Okay. Nelson Aguilar.
Caught the ball this year, actually.
Yeah.
He's pretty good once he got a feeling.
He came back in a good year this year.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
I'll jump on board. Okay. I'll jump on board. I know catching the football is really important to Bill.
So those guys are tier two?
These are the tier two guys.
All right. So let's get realistic. What's he have down there for tier three?
He doesn't have tier three.
Well, that's where you're going to live.
I think one's coming out of tier two. And Marvin Jones is a guy that you can look at and say, he's the type of guy that they might go for.
And he
would be a bargain.
And the Sammy Watkins, that one reminds me of your career's almost coming to an end.
Travis Benjamin.
He was overpaid. He used to have been overpaid.
Yeah, you got
overpaid.
Paid a lot of money.
Is that the wide receiver, Travis Benjamin? The guy that was down in Carolina that got fat?
Big guy.
Yeah. He went to Buffalo.
Yeah,
that's Sammy Watkins. Right?
Yeah.
I'm good with him.
Yeah.
He's better than Benjamin, but still, no, it doesn't interest me. Marvin Jones? Okay. But I honestly think you still got to overpay those guys. Marvin Jones is going to sit there and say, you know, I can go to New England and be like the number one wide receiver. Who's throwing to me? I'm going up against number one corners. And I know, so you have to, you got to overpay, right? Because I'm not so
not
sure
for
you're
the
thinking.
Second, hold on, not for the second tier, I don't believe.
So, yes.
You know, you got two players, his teammate, Kenny Golladay, you had mentioned him already. So the guys in the top tier, I think, are going to still make good money. I think what's going to happen, and I saw somebody wrote an article yesterday about Ndamukong Suh, it could be on the market for $3 million because you're going to have a lot of those players that have been overpaid in the past that are your next tier guys that because of the crunch and the drop in the ceiling of the salary cap are going to be available for cheap dollars.
I understand
and
that.
And I think Bill's going to look for value and think this is the year he can really do some Walmart shopping.
All right, and I think a lot of teams are thinking the same thing, right? We don't have much money to spend. So, you know, Marvin Jones, would you rather come here and play alongside of DeAndre Hopkins and Kyler Murray, you know, because we need number two? Or do you want to go be a number one in New England with who's throwing to you? Mariota? Like, you know what I mean? So this is, you know, we start talking about all these wide receiver free agents. Doesn't Bill have to go out like day one and let him know who the hell they're throwing to?
Yeah,
like
but
day
I
one,
know, but
find a quarterback and be like, this is who I have. Like, come on. Any one of these wide receivers sign with New England day one and have no idea what you're doing at quarterback?
You're starting to come around to my way of thinking that Jacksonville is a more desirable location. You're just making
we're
my
taking
argument
Trevor
for
Lawrence.
Me. I mean, you're taking Trevor Lawrence. You're going to add to it. You have a bunch of money. It's a clear, path. It's a clear path. It's obvious what they're doing in Jacksonville. You can be a part of it from the beginning, or you can jump on a year from now when they got things going. But it's easier to identify what they're doing than what's going to happen. I have no idea. It's so unpredictable what's going to happen here. I have no idea.
Right.
The coaching staff in Jacksonville is going to be there for the next 4 years.
Here, they're
constantly moving in and out.
Yeah, Keelan Cole is one of those guys, so maybe he's leaving Jacksonville.
Duval
doesn't stay down in Jacksonville, and he leaves, and you're able to jump all over him. All right, we're going to get to the phone calls. Is this not a good day for the New England Patriots with Josh McDaniels? I don't think we're overselling this thing. Think of what it would be like if you didn't have your offensive coordinator as you're going into this rebuilding, and what do they really have to rebuild the most? It is the offense, and where do they go for receivers? Plus, if you're looking for the new hard-o coach in the National Football League, we've got it for you. It's all coming up next right here on OMF. This hour brought...
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Back to more Ordway, Maloney, and Fourier.
Bring it back.
You even consider listening to anything else?
No.
OMF.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
Face it, there hasn't been a lot of great news when it comes to the New England Patriots. We've all shifted, and everybody's following a different football team here in New England, for crying out loud. But this is, I think, really good news today, and I'm wondering how it resonates. It's not a new quarterback. It's not a wide receiver. But to me, it's as significant as any move you're going to make in the offseason, in that you're bringing Josh McDaniels back, a familiar guy, familiar face. He's good at what he does, really good at what he does, and you're going to have to reinvent your offense because we all agree Cam Newton's not going to be here. So, Patriot fans, they understand that this is a really pretty good move.
It's a big deal.
Big deal for the New England Patriots. Listen, listen, we haven't had a lot of big days.
It's good news because the state of what your team could be next year, let's face it, you're going to either bring in a reclamation project. Right. And I thought, you know, and I know Bill, the great coach that he is, but it's just you'd like to have a couple of, you know, couple of guys going at this guy, whether it's reclamation project or it's through the draft. So you're either going to introduce like a rookie or you're going to try to fix somebody. And if Josh McDaniels is gone, who's that guy? Now, you can have an opinion of Josh. You may not like him, but whatever. But you have to admit, like promoting somebody from within. Does anybody even know who it would be? I heard Tommy Curran talking about like Patricia.
What? As the OC?
Yeah. Like in one of his podcasts, he had talked about Patricia because he's an offensive guy when he first kind of broke in as a coach. But it just,
I mean, he was a quality control
guy. Exactly. But who's the guy? You tell me from within. Josh McDaniels got the job.
He's got his daughter Amanda, right?
Who would be the guy?
This is why it's such a big deal, because I would have said it would have been, the Arizona Wildcats' new head coach, Jed Fish, who was their quarterbacks coach.
Yeah, that would
gone. I would have said, okay, so he's gone because that's a natural progression.
Great offense.
It's not going to be Ivan Fierce. He does not want to be an offense. He's a running backs coach. It's not going to be Troy Brown.
So let me give you a name that might scare the crap out of you.
Thank you.
What if I told you there. Josh McDaniels got the job in Philly and Adam Gase is your new offensive coordinator? Oh, I mean, this is what we're looking at. Like, who would it have been trying to fix a reclamation project? No, I'm glad he's here.
Didn't somebody write that a week or two ago that Adam Gase was a possibility?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Please, God.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so the answer, it is because you would have had to scramble. Because, you know, and maybe they were, you know, you always assume like Bill's kind of two steps ahead anyways. So I'm sure he probably would have been ready for it and, already had somebody in line just in case. But Jed Fish, and then you got nobody. You're not going to put any of those other guys that are on your roster. And then, or maybe it's a offensive coordinator by committee, because they did do that at one point in time. But they had Josh McDaniels.
Well, it just gets to the point where how much stuff can you put on Bill's plate? Casario is gone, right? You're bringing in Ziegler. Awesome. You know, limited college football, draft, he's got to rebuild. He's got free agents. He's got the draft. He's got unsigned free agents. He's got all these undrafted free agents, rather. all these things going on, and then when the season starts, he's going to have an offensive coordinator that's green as all green could be. I mean, listen, there's enough going on around him with people walking out the door in the last 3 or 4 years, whether it be personnel or other position coaches. He's got enough people that are around there that are green right now. He doesn't need an offensive coordinator on an offense that we have no clue who the hell is going to be quarterback.
Yeah, I don't think that – I'm not sure this is going to resonate well here in New England like it's a big deal. I think this is a big deal based on what you're faced with. Let's get to the phone call. 617-779-7937. Dan's in Connecticut. Hello, Dan.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Dan.
Hey. Yeah, I feel Josh McDaniels is very overrated. I feel
overrated?
If he doesn't have like a Hall of Fame cast around him, you know, Gronkowski, Brady, Randy Moss, you see what he does. This year, he had no one around him and he couldn't get any results. And the guy, I mean, sometimes he has like brain freeze. I mean, I put the loss to Philadelphia in the Super Bowl. A lot of it lies on him for one of the worst calls in the history of the game, sending Tom Brady, perhaps the best third down quarterback in the game ever, out on a pass on third down, and from that point on, that was it. It was lights out. I think he's really overrated.
I think that one play, I think is legitimate criticism.
Offense the problem in that Super Bowl?
Okay, no, they put up 500 plus yards.
Just checking.
I didn't like that play either. That
so he got,
wrong. I didn't like that play, like, but I would.
Here's the thing, guys. He's not perfect.
No.
He isn't.
Every play is not perfect. But I would say this. I disagree with you, Dan, in that what he was working with this year, he was working with one of the worst quarterbacks in the league, one of the worst depth charts at receiver and tight end in the league. Remember, they won 7 games.
See, the thing is, so here's the deal with Josh. Josh is going to be here for a while. He's not going anywhere for a while because – Lou, correct me if I'm wrong. What did you say? Window? Something about a stupid window?
Josh needs to create a 3-year, 4-year window.
There it is.
He needs to get his stock back up and develop somebody else.
He needs to create a new window.
Yes.
It doesn't just happen. And we're sitting here. We got these old games playing on the TVs right now. They got the 2015 AFC Championship. 2015, I'm watching, you know, Josh McDaniels and and Matt Patricia over there, offensive, defensive coordinator, mm-hmm. respectively, right? And so McDaniels stays. He doesn't go anywhere. And at that point in time, he had so much shine, so much swag, he just chose to stay. But now, he basically has to do what Brian Daboll did. That is what he has to do. He has to get a new quarterback. He has to develop him. And he has to win with him. That's the only way your name is going to be back up at the top of the list because you've never done it. And the asset of being Bill's understudy and this whole new world doesn't mean squat anymore. Like, nobody cares if you coach, because you know what? No one believes it works. Like, nobody leaves from this coaching staff and has a ton of success. It never happened.
See, I look at Josh kind of this year the way I look at Bill. Unfortunately, though, but Bill's the GM. But Bill, the coach, right? Josh McDaniels, the offensive coordinator. Bill Belichick, the GM, is the one that screwed him. I mean, Glenn, you touched on it. Think of what he had. He didn't have one wide receiver or tight end that would start on another football team in this league. Not one. Not one of them. I'm not sure if he had a tight end that would actually play in a football game. Like, you know, like depth-wise. I don't know. What is Izzo? Would Izzo be a third tight end on some football teams?
Maybe.
And then he had a quarterback that couldn't throw. You know, inaccurate, you know, could not throw the football downfield with one hopping wide receivers. So your job is to get an offense going with a quarterback that can't throw, a tight end that wouldn't be rostered on any team in the league, and a wide receiver that wouldn't play on any team in the league. Like, what are we doing?
With all of that, he had him in a position to win a couple of other games.
Right, and I would say the same thing about
Buffalo game. Right, if his quarterback doesn't fumble, they win that game.
Well, I'd say the same thing about Bill Belichick, the coach, as far as what he had to deal with. Again, the caveat there is that Bill's the one out and got him. He's the one that builds this roster. So I can't give him a break. But I can look at Josh McDaniels and say, I don't know what you people thought he was going to be able to get with this group. Like, look what he was given. Like, good God, I don't know how you could judge him on that. Let's get some talent in here and find out what he can do. But there wasn't NFL players, like starters on this offense.
I think Josh McDaniels is very, very good at what he does. And this is some good news for the New England Patriots in that you're getting him back. He makes you a better team here in 2021. They have a new coach in Detroit. He's called The Dude. That's right. He's called The Dude. We'll let you hear from The Dude coming up next. Plus, is this going to be a storyline for Sunday's game? Who is the real GOAT? Is it Tom Brady or is it Aaron Rodgers? They're talking about it. We will. Coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Back to OMF
on WEEI.
All right, back here on OMF at 617-779-7937. Nobody really saw it coming, but the Philadelphia Eagles have hired Colts offensive coordinator, even though he never called the plays, Nick Sirianni, as their head coach. So therefore, Josh McDaniels is back with your New England Patriots. And Lou might be right. He might have to start a new cycle here for 2 or 3 years to get himself back into circulation for a head coaching job. Yeah, he's got to create one. So, but it's good news for the New England Patriots, is it not? Now, I think a lot of people are going to look at it and say, what's the big deal? I think this is a big deal. I think if Josh McDaniels were gone and, you know, your quarterback coach also left to take over a head coaching job at a college, then you are in a huge hole. So this is a pretty good thing. And we got to do this because I don't know what your reaction was, but the Detroit Lions, always a fascinating franchise to watch. Bring out a few years ago, Matt Patricia as their head coach. He's got the pencil above the ear, and people are kind of saying, wow, this is kind of weird, some of the stuff this guy is saying.
Like a hillbilly.
Yeah, like a hillbilly. So what do they do now? They bring out the new head coach, the ultimate hard-o head coach, who apparently has a sign on his door, Dan Campbell, head coach, The Dude. Listen to this. They hired this guy for the next 6 years. Listen.
This place has been kicked. It's been battered. It's been bruised. And I can sit up here and give you coach speak all day long. I can give you, you know, hey, we're going to win this many games. I can't. But none of that matters, and you guys don't want to hear it anyway. You've had enough of that shit. So, excuse my language. All right. Jesus. Here's what I do know.
Calm down.
Is that this team is going to take on the identity of this city. Mm. All right.
Yeah.
And the city's been down, and it found a way to get up. All right. It's found a way to overcome adversity. All right. And so this team's going to be built on, we're going to kick you in the teeth. All right. And when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off. All right. And we're going to stand up. And then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down. Okay. All right. And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap and we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. And when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you before.
Oh, my God.
Before long, we're going to be the last one standing. All right. That's going to be the mentality.
Please clap.
By the way, this is the same guy who was fined because he was running the Oklahoma drill illegally, apparently, in the National
But in that
Football
speech
League.
It got kind of really uncomfortable at the end. It's like,
yeah,
okay, you're going to get punched in the face and smile. You're going to knock us down, we're going to get up. I don't need the two or three
We're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off, all right? And we're going to stand up, and then it's going to take two more shots to knock us down.
And then when
all
you
right,
knock us down.
And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
Yep.
And we're going to get up. And then it's going to take three shots to get us down. Well, and when we do, we're going to take another hunk out of you. Before
What if you get knocked down a third time? What do? Do you go for an ankle, take a chunk out of the ankle? And then if you knock us down again for a fourth time, we're going to get up, and we're going to take another piece out of your quad.
Yeah.
And then we're going to get up. If you get hit again, dude, I get it. You're a freaking psycho.
Does like, this work in 2021?
Can you coach a team?
See, this is what cracks me up. So I would be the first, hey, coach, nice to meet you. Yeah, guy in the front. Okay, hey, coach. So what you're telling me is if they punch me, I have to smile and take it, but only if I get knocked down can I retaliate. Is that right? So wait, take the punches to the face, smile, don't retaliate, don't get mad about that, but when I do get knocked down, I can take a kneecap out.
It kind of just reminds me of, like I know he was like a tight ends coach, right?
You just can't go around punching guys in the face.
Like this, I could see him being like the motivator coach. You know what I mean? The guy on the staff.
Hype guy.
Yeah, the hype guy. Like, you know, oh, guy's crazy, man. Like special teams guy, you know? Get these guys hyped up to run as fast as they can to hit somebody. You know what I mean? Like, just, but a head coach? Like, is anybody? I'll tell you right now, the Detroit Lions got the wrong guy.
No question.
This is a mistake. This
huge
is like
mistake.
What a surprise.
With the
huge
Jets.
Mistake. Yeah.
Within 2 years, you'll be talking about should you get rid of him? Maybe they do. By the third year, he'll be gone.
Yep.
They got the wrong guy.
Yep.
I have no idea what they were possibly thinking. Like, this is our guy?
Yeah, dealing with the media and be able to express your point is more important now with social media than it ever was. People are making fun of him.
6 year
right
deal.
Out of the gate. It was like Adam Gase showed up and he apparently had some eye issue and the eyes were
got the wrong guy.
You know, and right away, people sat and go, "Oh my God!" And they're doing the same thing here with Dan Campbell. I agree, Lou. This is what you get out of an offensive line coach. Right? Privately saying this. Not publicly, privately saying it.
But
for
I,
a head coach and to get up and
okay.
his introductory press conference but to this, say this?
But I tell you what, this as a player is easier to deal with than what Matt Patricia did and what Adam Gase did. This dude runs around and he's always been like this. He's always been like this. He's authentic. He's not hiding anything. You may think it's corny or silly, and you're probably going to laugh at it because NFL players do not like to be constantly hyped up. The season's too long. Like, they like to keep it in check even before the games. There's none of this jumping around in case at least you want to hear yourself speak.
Christian,
you can't be pushing everybody on their chest. It doesn't work like that.
Okay, valid point. So players might buy into this, but you know how soft the media is in this day and age. And the media is going to look at something like this and say, "Oh, my God. Oh, my God, the violence. This is going to be an issue with him trying to reach the people in Detroit." And we already know he's in a hole. He is taking over the Detroit Lions job.
It is. It was an interesting hire to me because Dan has always been that tough guy. I'll play through anything. I don't care how bad it is. I don't care what the circumstances are. Like, you can kick me as many. I'm always going to get up. And then, so this is like a lesson. This is beware.
It worked 30 years ago.
The more you hit me, the worse it's going to be for you.
Let me give you this little story, little tidbit about Dan Campbell and his playing days with the Cowboys. So this story is about, I guess, all tight end. He played with the Dallas Cowboys 2005. They were all kind of together, clustered together. It was a five-hour flight from Dallas to the training camp in Oxnard, California. So apparently they land, whatever. One of the first tight end meetings happened, and they look around and no Dan Campbell. Trying to figure out where this guy is. So the position coach comes in and says, "Dan's in the emergency room right now." Apparently on this flight to out of Texas to camp, Campbell's appendix exploded. An extremely painful and potentially life-threatening kick in the gut that would cause most men to double over onto a beverage cart. Campbell didn't make a sound. No one had a clue. He returned to practice in about a week, and they gave him some courage award. The guy's on a five-hour flight. His appendix exploded.
That's a hard
which
one.
Mine did when I was like nine. And he just sat there.
Well, see, to me, this is the Mike Ditka approach, Glenn,
yes,
which I
Mike
still
Ditka approach,
which
very
I
good.
Still think works. I do think
today,
it works
in 2021.
Sure,
you think Ditka?
Yeah, I do. I think
works?
there was an appeal to Ditka.
I don't
think it's long term. There's an appeal to Ditka.
It's a 6 year deal
that worked. That worked for that team. You got to have the right personnel. You got to have a the right kind of mindset.
Like Mike Singletary?
Mike Singletary, who's back, by the way.
Well, Mike Singletary was different just because, well, actually, no, maybe he wasn't. No, he's pretty much the same.
No, he was the same thing.
But a little God squatty for me.
Speaking of Mike Singletary, does anybody have a problem with like the commercial he's in when they talked about him as a coach? Hey, coach. Hey, coach.
Yeah.
You see that commercial?
Yeah.
What about him? Mike Singletary's a coach?
He's back.
But I'm just saying, I see that commercial. I don't know him as a coach. Make him a player, for Christ's sake.
Yeah, but 1985, 86, 87 was the last time he played. But he's more known as a, you know, he's got more face time as a defensive coordinator, Baltimore.
I would say this,
defensive coach head coach for San Francisco.
I would say the biggest problem that Dan Campbell has, because you bring up a valid point, Christian, and that is if the players realize that he's real.
It's just nuts.
Genuine.
He's our nutty guy.
It's genuine. The players probably will be fine and go along with it. The problem is he now has to deal with the outside world, and he has to deal with his ownership and everything.
But what is the problem with his? Why would he have to? He's not cursing. He's not being insensitive.
What do you mean he cursed? He did curse.
Oh, he's not cursing at somebody. I mean, he'll say the S word or whatever.
He's
but
like,
big,
Whoa, can't
but
help
big deal.
We've had enough of that. So excuse my language.
What is he? So is he not allowed? Like Robert Saleh is doing the same thing. I just saw his press conference. He's basically saying the same thing. All these coaches come up there and like talk about how tough, and they're going to be nailed. They're going to eat nails for breakfast, and they ain't taking no crap for nobody. You know, yeah, they walk in there with a leather jacket and like biker boots like a chain, you know, holding their wallet like they're cool.
We're going to get up, and on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
I think it's got a shelf life to it.
I think it does.
Good for him
to get 6-year contract. I hope it's guaranteed.
Because tell
years.
Me, what is this guy? And Singletary's actually a good comp. I'll give it Singletary because he is 1,000% rah-rah post-game, pre-game.
By the way, just to add to Singletary's coaching career, when he got fired by the San Francisco 49ers, he went and coached high school football. His team was 1-21.
Oh, Jesus. 2 years.
1-21.
It was like John Hanna. Do you remember when John Hanna coached over
So what do you think Ray Lewis, how do you think Ray Lewis would be as a coach?
He would
rely on rah-rah.
Stay focused, boy.
Yeah, just like guys who we talk about who are great hitters, but they can't coach hitting.
Because I'm pissed off.
There's a DNA disparity. You don't have my DNA.
Right.
And I'm just telling you, just hit it. Why can't you hit it? Why can't you hit it? Why can't you hit it? And the guy's, well, because it's harder for me.
Yeah. You got a
naturally.
You got a guy that comes after
small.
You, try to block you, just throw him to the side and make
the
tackle.
Yeah, watch it. Why can't you push that weight?
How do I do that?
Oh, well, I just did it. I just did it. Why can't
Ryan
you just do
ain't
it?
Hanging out with zebras.
I had Jim Rice and Eddie Murray as like my hitting coaches.
Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, get that fastball. Get on top and hit out of the ballpark. And I'm like,
I don't even know why.
You just got to back up. You got to be bailing and wailing on
okay.
it.
I don't know why we're debating it anyway, because let's face it. He's the head coach, the dude of the Detroit Lions. It's not going to work because it's the Lions. That's his biggest problem. It is one of those franchises that just can't do
They always make the wrong decision. You want to hear a little bit of Dan Campbell? Because I think the way a guy coaches his position is pretty much is going to be the way he coaches the team. But now, instead of coaching one position and he's on the sideline, he only has eyes on his players. So when they mess up, he singles them out. Now he's going to have eyes on the special teams, the kickers, the offense, and the defense. He was mic'd up. Here's what you're going to hear if you're a Detroit Lion when he was mic'd up as a coach of the Dolphins.
Hey, listen to me. When your teammate catches a ball, when Lamar breaks that, go block for him. You understand? Don't loaf down the field walking, watching him run. Go block for him. Okay? You drop a ball, fine. Go block for him, please. The ones that can bounce back are the ones that can play and play solid in this league. That's what you got to do. Put it behind you. Put it behind you. I want to see how you respond. If you let that get to you, we're going to know what you're about. But if you come back and you finish this game out strong, then we're going to know who you are.
You know what? I like
that's okay.
I like it.
No, that's with a player. I think you can get away
position
with that
coach.
With players.
It's a little cliche-ish.
He's a position
coach. It's a lot of cliches, though.
He's a position coach.
Yeah. He's an offensive
line.
That's
what he is. They got the wrong guy. They already know it. I'd have more respect for that organization if after that little introductory press conference, they shook his hand and said, "You're fired."
And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
But isn't this typical franchise?
Great speech, Dan. You're fired.
A typical franchise move.
I was drunk yesterday.
You go from, who do you go? You went from Dombrowski to Chaim Bloom. You go from, who was the guy that you hated as the manager for the Red Sox? Bobby Valentine, and then it went
John Farrell.
Then it went Alex Cora. So you just keep swinging the pendulum back and forth. You go to Matt Patricia, who's a like they would probably assume is a fake tough guy, like a Bill tough guy, like a wannabe tough guy, and then they say, you know what, we need a real tough guy,
Jim Caldwell.
Yeah, so they go Jim Caldwell, Matt Patricia,
who's just the opposite.
Jim Caldwell was just a big teddy bear.
Yeah, he didn't know anything.
He just wanted to kind of hug him.
Well, it's amazing.
Yeah, but I don't think the Red Sox is a good analogy.
The Red Sox have been a
terrific organization.
No, I'm just talking about the Lions
are doomed.
Don't focus on the wrong guy, just as far as how management.
Who made that
decides that if one like if one so if a hard approach worked. And then suddenly it stopped working. Why don't you just get another guy who has a hard approach? Matt Patricia, Jim Caldwell? You just keep swinging the pendulum back and forth. Different personalities, different philosophies.
I don't understand with the people that were available out there in this offseason as coaching candidates, how you end up with Dan Campbell.
And on the way up, we're going to take your other kneecap.
Can you imagine his 9 hour? Be like Billy Banks, the guy from Tybo boxing guy. He'll be like the Tybo guy who's like reintroduce himself.
Yeah. Come out and you're
sweating. You know what? Yeah, you know we can't block in front. Let's do some cross punches. One, two. Let's go. Come on, Fords. Let's go, Fords.
How do you feel if you're Josh McDaniels seeing that guy get head coaching jobs?
Good point.
And Josh McDaniels is at home.
Deal.
Well, you bring up that nine hours for eight. Was it eight or nine?
Yeah.
For Josh McDaniels?
Nine and a half.
Not getting that.
Nine and a half hours.
Not getting that back in his life.
What the hell do you do for 9.5 hours? Because I honestly figure like the first 4 or 5 is kind of like routine. And then after that, you start talking about what we're doing moving forward. I think where we're going. Like, but 9.5 hours, he's got to sit there and say, I'll never get that back in my life. Like, what? I would love to know what the discussion was for 9.5 hours and not choosing the guy. And then seeing a guy like this guy get the job.
Why did you walk out on the Colts?
What were you doing when you walked out on the Colts?
Hour number three on that. Like, what are we doing?
Tyler's point. Like, if you're Josh McDaniels and you're sitting there and you see the news and you go, bleepity bleep bleep, are you bleepity kidding me right now? Like, and that just shows that they're not hiring the way they used to. They're going off the grid, taking chances, looking for the diamond in the rough, looking for someone who's about to, you know, make a name for himself instead of going down using the same old criteria, doing the same old thing, because that doesn't work. This isn't going to work either, by the way. Like, it doesn't matter. Like, you have to be really lucky and fortunate to find the right guy.
See, I think Lou already hit on it. I think this is, and we've heard this from Jeffrey Lurie before. He was really pissed when Frank Reich left, and that probably was the domino effect with Josh McDaniels, if you remember. So he really wanted him. He really liked him, and he's probably pissed now that he doesn't get Frank Reich after he's done with Doug. And so instead, he goes to Frank Reich, and Frank Reich sells him on this guy, his offensive coordinator, even though he's not calling the plays. And he sells him on it. And he says, oh, yeah, he'll be fine with Carson Wentz. He'll go along with Carson Wentz. Mm. You don't think this has got his fingerprints all over it? I got to believe it does.
I got to believe it's very strange. I know we're going to break, but I wanted to throw this out there because I thought it was interesting. And then I was like, oh, you know who's a good comp for Josh McDaniels, since he's going to be here forever? He's not going anywhere, and he literally will be here until Bill decides to leave. I was like, George Seifert. That's a great comp. Guy was a DC for a long period of time. You know, Bill Walsh decides to leave, and he becomes the head coach.
And he won.
And he won a lot for a long period of time.
Sure did.
But, man, when I looked at his record as a head coach of the 49ers, oh my God, like 14-2, 14-2, 10-6, 14-2, 10-6. He never had a losing season. And then he said, I'm done. He only sucked when he left and went to Carolina.
Yeah.
But Josh McDaniels could only be so lucky to inherit a team like that and have 8 years of winning seasons after Bill leaves.
He inherited a pretty good team.
I'd love to be a fly
Josh
on the wall
wouldn't.
Today over at Josh's house to hear what he's saying Dan Campbell being hired out in Detroit.
Probably standing in front of a mirror practicing these lines.
We're going to kick you in the teeth. All right, and when you punch us back, we're going to smile at you. And when you knock us down, we're going to get up. And on the way up, we're going to bite a kneecap off.
All right, this hour of OMF brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance. More choices, more savings, Kaplansky.com. Well, Donald Trump on the way out pardoned just about everybody, okay, including Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne.
And not Joe Exotic.
No, and you knew that wasn't going to happen. I mean, that was, you know, lining up the limousine and everything else. We got some pardons we're going to throw out in the sports world coming up next.